Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Rusty Quill presents.
Hey everyone, Alex Italanda here, and welcome to a brand new episode of the Ostium Sagas. Did you know you can get access to a bunch more unreleased Ostium Sagas content? It's easy, just become a supporting patron at the $5 level and above on the Ostium Network Patreon at patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. On our Patreon, you'll get access to many new episodes of the Ostium Sagas you haven't heard before, as well as a bunch of other bonus content. Once again, that's patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. Now, I'd just like to thank some of our new patrons for supporting the Ostium Network. Thank you to Rob, Jedia Care, Bobby, Maggie, and Lilo Berry for supporting us. We really appreciate it. Okay, let's get this Ostium Sagas episode started, shall we?
The Ostium Sagas.
Saga 3. 66 MYA. Part 7. Recorder's note. Just a quick note here, as I don't want to take away at all from this bloody impressive dramatic build-up. Just to say I can't wait to find out what happens next. And I don't know if you have any idea. I have my suspicions. And as Ahmed said, it's not good by any means. Okay, let's find out what happens next. Saga continues. Where to begin? Let's go with what I'm almost certain is going on outside this cave. The walk was long, and soon it got too dark, so I had to make a quick trip back to grab a burning branch to serve as a torch so I could see where I was going. Some 20 minutes later, it was very dark except for the light I was bringing, and a lot deeper, meaning I was almost getting cold, which I found very enjoyable. Getting back to what the hell is going on outside, and the reason I can speak cogently and calmly about it is because I've had quite some time to think about it, and I've made my decision already with what I'm going to do next, and no matter what I write here, it's not going to change that. Just as everyone had that dinosaur obsession period as a child, Everyone knows what happened to the dinosaurs. How the millions of years of planet-wide domination came to an abrupt and unquestionable end. I would posit that more people in history from my time and before know of what brought an end to the dinosaurs than knowing who the lead players were in your dinosaur cast. You know, you've got your T-Rexes and your Triceratops, and possibly your Stegosauruses. And yes, let's not forget your Velociraptors, thanks to that terrific and timeless dinosaur film. But that's as far as it goes for the general population, if that. Whereas if you asked what it was that wiped out the dinosaurs once and for all, some might say volcanic eruptions, earthquakes, increase in temperature across the globe, tidal waves, turbulent seas. But this is all after they've said a meteor brought the reign of the dinosaurs to a very sudden and very definitive end. I know that's what it was for a fact, like most people, and while I have studied the series of events with the meteor slamming into the planet, other than it was somewhere in the Yucatan, I think, but I have a rough idea that things weren't great after impact, and they went pretty quickly from bad to terrible to catastrophic. And now that my brain has revealed to me what I was trying to work out, and I've had some time to put two and two together, it all makes a very harsh and absolute certain sense. The strange sounds, the bright light, the earthquake. That was the meteor smashing into the planet at an incredible speed. The lake drawing back and then returning with a veritable tsunami. That was a direct result of the massive earthquake. And now the rising temperature. I'm not exactly sure what's causing that, but I do know it's directly related to the meteor impact. And, as I said, things are just going to get worse. A lot worse. It's not easy to wipe out a race of gigantic creatures that have been ruling the entire planet for billions of years. Also, I believe this confirms my initial thoughts on how long ago I have traveled back to when I went through the Ostium door. 66 million years ago. So, things do not look good. Not at all. I know small mammals were able to survive, which essentially led to the evolution of humans. But I don't think hanging out in the bottom of this cave is going to work. Especially if I have to do it for a long time. For the rest of my life, essentially, if I want to try and stay alive somehow. I don't know how long I have or what I'm going to do. I'm trying my best not to panic right now. I'm doing what I can to not think about it, which is surprisingly easy. And that's because of the strange anomaly I've discovered at the very end of this cave. As I said, there was nothing remarkable about the cave as I walked deeper and deeper and further underground into it, unless you consider stone walls interesting. Sorry, I don't mean to be flippant, but there really wasn't anything out of the ordinary to see. And I did check, shining my torch on each wall many, many times, and then back to finding my way ahead. Part of me hoped I'd find cave paintings or something. That would mean a lot of things potentially, and it would also give me a pinprick of hope. But alas, no such luck. That was until I got to the very bottom, which I could tell because the ground leveled out, and then I found the back and very final wall of the cave, as well as almost tripping over the thing of interest at the end of the cave. It was made of stone and very low down, and due to my limited light, I had completely missed it. Could have ended up seriously injuring myself, which would have been funny considering what it was. A small stone circle, kind of like an open well, but the stone was the same as the cave walls, just on the ground sticking up. So, looking like it was a natural formation, but because of its location on the floor, I knew it had to be anything but a natural formation. I shined the light over its opening, and unlike a well, it didn't go very deep, maybe half a meter. And as I shined the light closer, I saw a glinting, shimmering surface. It briefly showed me a kaleidoscope of colors, as the light caught it just so. And that's when I knew exactly what it was. Because I had seen it before, not too long ago, even though it felt like eons. It was exactly what I saw when I opened the door in Ostium.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.